Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 1st of Iyar, Thursday the 27th of April, Rabbi Svi Karp, Sefiras HaOmer.
Good morning everybody. Chodesh. Sefiras HaOmer is probably something I get to talk about. First of all, my feelings are that I feel that it's a schus and a kavod to be speaking here at Torah Way, to be able to share my thoughts with you. Speaking about Sefiras HaOmer, first of all, I want to discuss some halachas on Sefiras HaOmer, and then maybe we can answer a kasha we'll see of the Prima Godim in Sefiras HaOmer. So, actually, I heard a funny story. Maybe you'll think it's not so funny. There was two students. They were obviously, apparently from the story, that they were new to Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe, their rabbi, was teaching them the laws of Sefiras HaOmer. Now, these two students, let's call them Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven was a bit of a joker, and Shimon was gullible. Yeah, it's good shit, okay? So, anyway, they're learning about Sefiras HaOmer. And the rabbi teaches them that if your friend asks you what night is tonight, you shouldn't answer him what night is tonight. You should answer him what was last night. Because if you answer him what was not tonight, then you've already counted. And then you can't count anymore with a bracha. So, anyway, you can see this joker, he's already got a scheme up his sleeve. Anyway, it comes to second night Yom Tov. Just, you know, before Sefiras HaOmer. And Reuven and Shimon are walking to shul for Maariv. And Reuven says to Shimon, what night is tonight? So Shimon says, the gullible one, he says, what do you mean? Tonight's the first night only. So he says, you see, well then, I've pranked you, you know. Now you've said it's the first night, you can't count anymore with a bracha. And I can be made to you if you want. So, I can see most of you don't find the story very funny. I also don't find it very funny, because we don't play around with brachas like that. But let's say the story was to happen. Is it true, was Reuven right, that Shimon can't anymore count for the bracha? Is that true?
No. What time was it?
It was just before Maariv. It was before Nacht. But it was after, let's say it was a moment before Nacht.
Yeah,
so, let's say someone counts after Shkia, he's not Yotzi?
No, we said first.
Is that true?
No,
you sure? The halacha is that the halacha is black and white and furish. If someone counts after Shkia, even if it's before Nacht, he's Yotzi. The Chatchila one shouldn't. There's even opinions that B'dievet one could count after Plaga Mincha. But about the Chatchila, we wait for Nacht, and that's what we all do. Right?
That's the day before. You're talking about that night itself.
Right, it was just before Maariv.
But he's about to count all that night. Yeah. Not fully missed the one before. Because you can do that when you missed the day before.
I'm not sure what he's saying.
If you miss the night, you can still count till a certain time the day before.
Right, so therefore, what's your question?
The day before wasn't
on the first night.
But he couldn't count then for the first night. Because he can count up till Shkia or something. For that night coming, Shkia.
To say the point about counting till Nacht is yesterday's
Sphere. That as well, that's another halacha.
Right, you're talking about starting from plug to count to nights.
Yeah. One is Yotzi. Okay, but you're all basically on the. That's one step in. But let's just go over the halacha. Let's go over the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch brings. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tov Beis Tes. Sef David. Shulchan Aruch says exactly like that Rabbi taught them. Misha shol oisur chaver ben hashmoshois. Right, even ben hashmoshois, the Shulchan Aruch says, kamei me asfira b'ze alayla. Yom eloi esmal hayu kach v'kach. You should tell him yesterday was kach v'kach. Shem yom eloi hayom kach v'kach. Ein yachal lachzov v'dimnes v'brocha. If you tell him what tonight is, You won't be able to count anymore with the bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Define anymore at all, just that night?
Just that night, sorry. You can't count that night anymore with bracha, and therefore, rather, right. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's the black, that's the raw aloha of the Shulchan Aruch, right? So now, the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Shulchan Aruch says, Bein HaShemoshes, he means even Bein HaShemoshes, Kol Shekain, if you would ask him at night, right? Rav Dudi, we're talking about someone who let me just get, as one of the main people here in
what?
Thank you. No, one of the main. I know Dudi gives a shit afterwards. Gives, you know, when you think of Taraway, some of the people that come to your mind, what may I say? It's Dudi. Sorry. I'm sorry. What can I say? Right. So let's get going. Of course, but then it would be, it would sound like I'm, what's the word, they're saying English, showing favoritism. I don't want to say that. They want me to say you. So. Okay, so, yeah, only mitzvah shvach. That is only mitzvah shvach. So, yeah, let's get going. So, the Maisa, we have a Shaila, a person, he was walking to shul, and it was first night of Svira, and his friend played a prank on him. He said to him, what was last night? And he tells him tonight is the first night. So we have a question, can he still make a bracha? So the Shulchan Aruch rules, the black and white is that he can't. There's a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. The kasha is that we have a machloikas in the Gemara. The Gemara, there's a Gemara in Shoshana, there's a Gemara in Brochas, Gemara in Shochin, in a few places. The Gemara brings a machloikas, whether we say mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavana. When one does a mitzvah, right, and he has kavanah, does he need to have intention that he's being going to the mitzvah? So one opinion says, yes, he has to have intention. If someone does an absent-minded action, that's not an action. He can't be going to his mitzvah with that. That's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara is mitzvah lav tzrichas kavanah. That even if a person does an absent-minded action, he does an action, and he doesn't have kavanah to do the mitzvah, he's yoytzi. For example, what's the classical example of the Gemara? Tokei l'shir. The example the Gemara talks about is Tokei l'shir. One of the main examples, that's really where the machlokes is. At Tokei l'shir. Someone blows the shofar. He blows the correct notes. Tkia, shvarim, shur, tkia. Right? But the purpose of his blowing is not for the mitzvah. The purpose he's blowing is to enjoy the sound. Enjoyment. For shir. For music. Is he yoytzi? So one man, the Omar hold, Rabba holds that if someone's Tokei l'shir, he's yoytzi. Because mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavanah. And one man Omar says, mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. So therefore, when we come to Sviras Omer, right? If we say that mitzvahs ain't on tzrichas kavanah, so therefore, if someone were to ask his friend, what night is it tonight? And he says to him, well, tonight is the third night of the Omer. Right? So even though you didn't mean to do a mitzvah, but lefi this man Omar, mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavanah, you be yoytzi your mitzvah. And therefore, we can understand Shulchan Aruch. We can understand the Shulchan Aruch if mitzvahs lav tzrichas kavanah. But if we hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah, according to the mandah mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah, that means in order to be mekayim your mitzvah, you have to have kavanah that you're doing a mitzvah. So how then can the Shulchan Aruch say that you're already? Then the Shulchan Aruch can't say that you're already yoytzi your mitzvah.
Even though he doesn't want to be yoytzi, it's like he's got a kavanah negative.
Excellent. We're going to get there, right? So what we said is that lefidim adam mitzvahs ain't shuchas kavana. We understand the Shulchan Aruch. Lefidim adam mitzvahs shuchas kavana. We don't. Now the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Does anyone know which way around? Mitzvahs shuchas or ain't shuchas? So there are guys like that, and the Shulchan Aruch also paskins like that. Most people say the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvahs shuchas kavana, black and white. Shulchan Aruch says, yesh ayim mitzvahs tzrichas, yesh ayim mitzvahs ein tzrichas, yesh ayim mitzvahs tzrichas, v'chein halacha de mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. So the problem is, if the Shulchan Aruch passes mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah, how can a Shulchan Aruch say that if he counted with intention just to impugn, merely inform his friend what night it is, how can the Shulchan Aruch say that he's yoytzi? So the popular answer, yeah, everyone happy with the question? Yeah? The popular answer is the Magen Avraham, the Gra, there is other answers like Rav Dudi wanted to say, but that's why I said that about Dudi, now you understand. That's why I was saying that. Okay, so anyway. Well, the popular answer, the Gaon and the Magen Avraham, they learn that, yes, of course, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. But when it comes to bracha levatala, when it comes to the severe sin of loisiso Hashem Hashov, do not mention Hashem's name in vain. Which one are we doing if he does a bracha levatala? When it comes to that, we machmir and we're stringent and we want to accompany the man, the Omer, that even hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavanah, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens mitzvahs tzrichas kavanah. In other words, we choshesh for the man d'amis and shulchas kavana. That's the main territory here in the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, lehalacha lemaisa, we're still holding that if someone would, like I say, that he wouldn't be able to make a bracha because we choshes the mandom mitzvah sentra kavana. Now, the achronim write that according to the mandom mitzvah sentra kavana, what Rav Grossness was talking about, right? According to the mandom mitzvah sentra kavana, there's a tosis that says that if a person does an action without any intention or for a different purpose, then an acharami, that's true, he's not yotzi. But if that's true, he is yotzi. Why is everyone listening? According to the mandom mitzvah sentra kavana, even if he doesn't have intention, so he is yotzi, that's true. But let's say he says, I don't want to be yotzi, or he's mechaven, I don't want to be yotzi. So Tosfos says, why should he be yotzi val kocho? If he doesn't want to, he won't be. And therefore, the achronim learn, the achronim say over here, that a simple eitzah is that even if your friend asks you, you can still have kavana shelo lotzis. You can tell him what night it is, and you can still have kavana shelo lotzis. That's number one. Number two is that there's a taz who actually learns that the Shulchan Aruch is not saying that one won't be able to count. Rather, lechatchila, he shouldn't tell his friend. But if he did tell his friend, then he can still count from the bracha. Why? Because the Taz learns that even if he doesn't necessarily have kavanah specifically, I don't want to be yotzi. Rather, all he's doing is, it's clear from the situation, from the circumstances, it's clear that he doesn't want to be yotzi. Then he isn't. And that's enough to Makayim the Tosfos that he has kavanah not to be yotzi. So the Taz actually, according to the Taz, this fellow in the story, even if he told him, he would still be able to count for the bracha. The problem is we don't pass connect the Taz. Because the Achronim argue the rise of the Taz, and therefore, because the Achronim argue the rise of the Taz, so therefore the halacha really is that he would have to count. However, Right, thank you. I was just seeing if everyone's listening. He would still have to count without a bracha. He would not allow to make a bracha.
On that night,
but in the future he could continue counting with a bracha, yes. It's confusing. Is everyone with me? We're just talking about this now. Yeah? Fine. So now we're not finished. The thing is, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, although we argue with the Taz, but let's say we have a tziruf, we have another reason to prove that the circumstances is that he's not doing a mitzvah, then we will be samech on the Taz. What's the example of the Eliyahu Rabbah? The Eliyahu Rabbah says that even though we hold, like I think Rav Yankee was saying a few minutes ago, that if you counted without the Shavuos, let's say you counted days and you didn't count Shavuos, like in the 15, 16, these days, you count the days and you don't count the Shavuos, are you Yotzi or not? Yeah. So Avada Lechatchila, one should count the Shulchan Aruch, but Beliyevet, how do we Paskin? Yotzo. Is that everyone just heard that from Rav Yankee? Yeah? That you are Yotzi. But let's say his minhag is always like we do, his minhag, like it says in the Siddur, always to count days and weeks. Now let's say he's informing his friends, so the circumstances are telling me that he doesn't really want to be yotzi. And there's another part of the circumstances are proving to me that he doesn't want to be yotzi, and that is that he only counts the days. So even though he's yotzi if he only counts the days, but here we have two reasons in the circumstances to tell us that he doesn't want to do the mitzvah, and then we would be soimech on the Taz, and one can count that night with a bracha. Everyone clear? That's the Eliyahu Rabbah. And the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, why not? Anyway, we paskin, the Mishnah sums it up. Anyway, we really paskin mitzvah shuchas kavana. We're only choshesh, for bracha v'atala, we choshesh demand the om mitzvah and shuchas kavana, who really the halacha is not likely. Right? Added to that, the Taz, who again, we're not really so much on the Taz, but the Taz holds that according to the mandal mitzvah and shuchas kavana, one wouldn't, according to the mandal mitzvah and shuchas kavana, one would be allowed to make a bracha again. Added to that, you have another circumstance to prove that because he only counted the days. And that's really what you do. When someone asks you what day it is, you say it's 15 or 16, you didn't count the weeks. So therefore, right, in such a situation, such a case, it seems to be that the halacha would be one could still make a bracha. So therefore, in any of these days, one second, in any of these days, it comes out that according to the rabbi, and we can be certain, Mr. Brun, Shatzi, and Soimachon Eli Rabbah, that one can continue with a bracha. So if this story would happen, so if the story would happen in the day that we are now, then what's the halacha? Then one could continue with the bracha. That's the halacha lemaisa, right? The bi'alacha adds another option that we can still count for the bracha, even if it's in the first days. But let's say his minhag is to always count at nacht, like we all do. Everyone counts at nacht, right? As far as I'm aware. I heard someone, there are people who don't, but as far as I'm aware, we've all counted Nacht. And he tells him, Ben Ashmashois, even though again, Ben Ashmashois, but he ever Yotze, but here again, we have another reason in the circumstances to tell us that he didn't mean to count. And therefore, here as well, the Bialacha says, we can be so mef that you can count again with the bracha. So therefore, like you all said, this guy in the story, Reuven and Shimon, this guy in the story, he was on the way to Shul and it was before marriage, so it's Ben Ashmashois. So we have two things, two circumstances which are telling me that he doesn't want to be Yotzi. Number one, he's only informing his friend. And number two, it's not just that he only has kavanah. The circumstances are proving that that's what he's doing, plus the circumstances are proving that he doesn't want to do a mitzvah because it's before Nacht. So therefore, really, Reuven's prank that he tried to put on Shimon didn't really work. Is that okay? So in summary, basically what we're saying is that although the Shulchan Aruch says that if someone's friend asks him what night it is, he should say what was last night. Because if he doesn't, then he can't count with a bracha. Right? There are ways out of that. And the halacha ramash, there are ways out that if the circumstances prove that he's only doing it to inform him, plus we have another factor in the circumstances to prove that he's not doing it for a mitzvah, then even among the Omer mitzvahs ain't shuchas kavana, he wouldn't be yotzi, and therefore he can still count that night with a brocha. Yes? Everyone happy with that? That's point number one. And we have to go on to point number two. Yeah, everyone happy with that? Yeah? Point number two is,
Is the first night different from all the other nights?
Why is it? It was not much different.
We're on the wrong festival, Charles.
Because he hasn't begun yet the counting procedure.
It's a good point.
It's just preparation.
We do find, regarding other halachas, we find that there's a difference between the first night and the other night, but they're showing him to say that, but the halacha, for all intents and purposes, there's no difference.
Okay.
So, let's carry on. Right, but I hear what you're saying. Let's continue going. There's a kasha of the prima god. There's a kasha of the prima godim. We'll just try and say this very quickly. If everyone can listen quickly, then I can talk quickly. Yes. So there's a kasha of the prima godim. The kasha of the prima godim is as follows. There's a halacha, which the previous halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, which is actually based on Avodram. Avodram says that if let's try and get through this. So the Kasha of Himagon is as follows.
Speak quickly.
If you listen quickly, I'll talk quickly. In the previous halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that someone who's davening in a minyan where they daven mibo'ayjoin, which means either means after the plague, even for Shkia or before Nacht, and he doesn't want to be yotzi. And they are going to govern in the minyan before Nacht, like a lot of people do, right? In Chuzuk, that's what we do. But this tzibur is also counting before Nacht. They've been so much, but they're going to count before Nacht. And he's worried. If he doesn't count with them, he might forget. If he does count with them, he's not really doing the chatchila. So what should he do? So the Shulchan Aruch says that what he should do is he should count with them without a bracha. And if he remembers, then he should count later on with the bracha, banacht. So the Magen Avraham explains, you know what the Shulchan Aruch means? Shulchan Aruch means he makes a t'nai, like Rav Dudi said, right? He makes a t'nai. He says, if they all ask on the Shulchan Aruch, what do you mean? He's counted already. But the Magen Avraham says you make a t'nai, make a condition. You say like this: if I don't remember later on to count, then I want this, then I'm having kavana that this should be my mitzvah. But if I do remember later, then I'm having kavanah not to be yotzi in this counting. Now, the knacha is, the chap is, that the Magen Avraham says something interesting. Everyone asks the kasha on the Shulchan Aruch what's going on, he's already counted, it doesn't matter what happened over here, right? The Magen Avraham says something very interesting, listen to this. He says, the Shulchan Aruch is l'shitasai, that the Shulchan Aruch paskens mitzvahs shichas kavanah in general, and because he paskens mitzvahs shichas kavanah, therefore one can make a t'nai that if he remembers later, then he's having kavanah not to be yotzi now. And therefore, and then if he remembers that, he can count later with the bracha. Makes it t'nai.
You can't take away the kavanah that you had originally.
Good question, but he's making it t'nai. If there are those that hold like that, but the Magen Avraham doesn't. Good question. But the Magen Avraham holds that one can make it t'nai. But the point is, the t'nai makes sense. Let's say the t'nai makes sense. But why does the Magen Avraham say that the t'nai only fits according to the mandam mitzvah shichas kavanah? Yeah? Everyone hear the question? The Magen Avraham is saying that one can make a tonight. If I remember later on that I'm having kavana not to be yotzi now, but if I don't have kavana, if I don't remember later, then this should be, then I'm having kavana to yes be yotzi by mitzvah now. And the question everyone asks is, the Prima God, everyone asks, why only the Shmuel Gan Avraham adds, and this is because the Shulchan Aruch holds mitzvah Shichas Kavana. Why do you need that? Even if the Shulchan Aruch did not mitzvah and Shichas Kavana, we saw from the halacha later on, that if one had Kavana Shaloi Lotzeis, so he's not Yotzei, so what happened over here? So therefore I'd like to suggest an answer, with a few short minutes that I've left, I'd like to suggest the following answer, that there's two possible ways to understand the Machlokas mitzvah Shichas Kavana or mitzvah Lotzeis Shichas Kavana. Right? Yesh lach kol, like we say in Yeshiva. We can have a doubt. We can look at this machlokas two ways. One way is to say, let's focus on the Manda Omer Mitzvah Shichas Kavana. If one doesn't have Kavana, there's two ways to look at it. The Manda Omer Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, and therefore if you don't have Kavana, you're not Yotze. What does that mean? Why are you not Yotze? Is the pshat that you're not Yotze because you don't even have a Maisa Mitzvah, you did nothing? Someone does an absent-minded action. It's not even an action in the Torah. It's not considered an action of a mitzvah. Oy Dilma, the second side is that it is considered an action, but just there's another ingredient which the Torah wants from you, and that is to have intention that you're doing it for a mitzvah. So, in short, I was saying in Shiva is yesh lachkor. If you don't have kavana, is it felt in the maisa, or is it not felt in the maisa? It's only felt in the kiyum. Now, let's say nafkamina. The nafkamina is. You might not believe me, but there's a guy from Ravensburg that learns a certain Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I'll just tell you the outcome, but you can go look at it yourself. The Gemara of Rav Zeira, that Rav Zeira told his Shamas, Rav Zeira told his Shamas to have Kavana and then be Moitzi him in Kiddush when a certain mitzvah. So the Marav and the Gemara asks on that, and the guy from Ravensburg brings a Rav Eliyahu in Vilna, who's a Vilna Gaon, who's learning that the Chinese Gemara is that there's actually a Tana, not Rav Zeira, there's actually a Tana who holds. Comes out of Shitta that there's a Tana who holds that not only one doesn't have to have Kavana to be Moitzi his friend, but he doesn't even have to have Kavana himself that he's doing a mitzvah. And even if he doesn't have Kavana that he's being doing a mitzvah himself, his friend can be Yotzi in his mitzvah. That means, let's say, for example, someone's blowing a shofar and he wants to do it because he enjoys the sound of the shofar, but not to do a mitzvah. His friend comes along and listens to the shofar and has kavana to be yotzi, even though the original person who's blowing doesn't have kavana that he's doing a mitzvah, and definitely doesn't have kavana to be moitzi, his friend, the shomea can still be yotzi. Fascinating. Can you believe such a thing? The aloch lamaisa, for sure, that's not true. But there is such a tzad that goes from a Ravensburg has in a Tana in Rosh Hashanah. How can that be? You have to say that the only way to explain it is that this alkochol, you have to see that in every mitzvah there's two aspects of the mitzvah. There's the maisa mitzvah, and there's the kiyuma mitzvah. And, right, that's the first thing you have to say. And this gentleman who blew the shofar, even though he's not yotzi in his mitzvah, but an action of a mitzvah he still has. And it's a legitimate action of a mitzvah, it's a legitimate ma'aseh mitzvah. And that ma'aseh mitzvah can carry over to the shomea, and the shomea can be yotzi with that. I mean, isn't that, that's a mind-blowing halacha. But it's not a halacha ma'aseh, but it's a mind-blowing thought. And therefore you can see that there's two aspects of a mitzvah. So I'd like to suggest that the Magen Avraham holds, In our sugya, the Magen Avraham holds that if you hold mitzvah shichas kavana, at least at this point in the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham holds that if you hold mitzvah shichas kavana, then that means, and you don't have kavana, then you don't even have a ma'aseh mitzvah. You have nothing. You're left with nothing. And therefore, if one has kavana, shelo lotzeis, he's left with nothing. But according to the Ma'an D'Avraham, mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. You know, it's because you had kavana shaloi lotzeis, the Magen Avraham said, and then we can do it now. But all kavana shaloi lotzeis does is that you're not yotzi. But a maisa mitzvah you still have. Does that make sense? Yeah. That means what I'm saying is, according to the Magen Avraham, the machlokes mitzvah shuchas kavana, or mitzvah ain't shuchas kavana is as follows. The manda omer mitzvah shuchas kavana holds that if you don't have kavana, you have nothing. You don't even have a maisa mitzvah. The manda omer mitzvah ain't shuchas kavana holds you have a mitzvah and a kiyum. But if you come along and you have kavana shaloi lotzeis, then what did you affect? You're not yotzi, but did you affect your maisa?
It's
no maisa. No, no maisa. He must say it's no maisa. So that's the chiddush. Thank you. Now that's what I'm trying to make chiddush of here. That according to the Ma'an D'Avraham says, kavana, you still have a maisa.
What
good
is
that? What good is that? That you counted. You might not have fulfilled your obligation, but you counted. And one cannot count twice. There's no such thing as counting twice. Even if you're not Yoitzi, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're not Yoitzi on Mitzvah.
Yadamachshava not to be Yoitzi.
If he remembers. Yes. If he remembers to count it, I am Machshava not to be Yoitzi. The problem is it's not going to help him to be able to make a bracha. If he does remember.
Only
what? Only works for counting, right.
But that's the nature of counting.
Correct. Yeah. That's exactly the point I want to say. That the nature of counting is you can't count twice. To take a lulav, you can take a lulav twice.
Yeah.
But to count, you can't count twice. No. And that's the olam. The olam are getting what I'm saying. I'll try to repeat it again. The Magen Avraham says that if you remember later on...
It's not counted.
So at least you appreciate where I'm coming from, the Chiddush. I'm trying to say that you counted, but you didn't makai your mitzvah. You didn't fulfill your obligation, but you did count. And therefore, Lamad Avraham says, ain't shichas kavana, you would not be able to make it tonight. Not to be yotze, because even if you have kavanah shaloi lotzeis, you still want your maisa. And when you have kavanah shaloi lotzeis, all you're doing is you're affecting that you haven't fulfilled your obligation. But a maisa counting, you've done. But according to the Maharal, it's a shichas kavanah. If you counted with a tnai and you said that if I remember later, I don't want to be yotze, then what did we say? We said you're left with nothing, so you haven't even counted. And if you haven't counted, then you can count again with the bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. And with that, I've answered the kasha of the Prima Godin. Okay, that's the answer.
Can he be mitzi somebody else? He made the tnai. Yeah. It's before nacht.
Right.
He made the tnai, and there's a guy standing next to him, and that minion wants to be yotze.
I'm going to think about you. I just want to finish with 1 minute, the last minute that I have. I just want to share a thought that there's a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says, do we count weeks and days? Right, which we were speaking about earlier. So one man says, no, we don't count weeks and days. You know why? Because the mitzvah Sirus Omer is not Doraisa, it's only a Zeichel Migdash. So therefore you don't count weeks as well, you only have to count days. The question is, why should that be? Why should it be, because it's the Rabbanon, so it's not the same as that, why should that change? It doesn't cost more money to just, you know, say the weeks as well, it doesn't even take time. Why should it be that because it's Zeichel Migdash, one doesn't have to count the weeks and only the days? This is a separate thought, this is just the last minute. A similar kasha we see by Sukkos, that because on the first day of Sukkos, it's Doraisa, so we have all the halachos of Lulav, plus the fact that it has to be Lochem, plus the fact that it can't be Choser. But on the other 7 days, because it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, so it doesn't have to be Lochem, and we can forego on the halach of Choser. The question is, why? Why? If Chazal are doing something which is Zeichel HaMikdash, so whatever they were mataken, they were mataken you to do that mitzvah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So why should the mitzvah look different? There's a kal called the tikkun rabbonik and the rice the tikkun. So why should your mitzvah look any different? They should matakin it. You should do that mitzvah which you have to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do you have to do a different mitzvah? A mitzvah of only counting days. So to answer this question, I heard from my Rosh Chabura says the following idea. That really, there's another question. If Zeichel HaMikdash means that we want, the Chazal wanted us to remember the Beis HaMikdash and to miss the Beis HaMikdash, to long for the Beis HaMikdash, to want the Beis HaMikdash back, then surely what we should have done is taken away some of the things of the Beis HaMikdash. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, they counted the Omer. And today we don't. So keep it that way. Don't count the... Then by not doing the mitzvahs, we'll long for the Beis HaMikdash to do those mitzvahs again. So therefore, there is that aspect. There's two aspects. There's one aspect that we want you to remember the Beis HaMikdash and long for the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we'll take something away. But on the other hand, so the other way around. We really want you to do the mitzvahs. We want you to remember the mitzvahs that were in the Beis HaMikdash. But on the other hand, Chazal also wanted that something should be missing from the mitzvah, that you should long for the Beis HaMikdash and look forward to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the idea. And that's the idea of Asiras Omer and Lulav. I think it's a beautiful idea. And there's actually a Vilna Gaon in Mishnah. Vilna Gaon says that all mitzvahs nowadays, even though they look Bishlei Musa, but unfortunately, because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, they're not in their full glory. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we hope that we should be able to makayim the mitzvahs in their full glory. Have a great day and a great chodesh. Thank you for listening.